Tuesday, July 29th, 2025. Please join me in the Pledge of Allegiance.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, let the record show that Councilor Jaskiewicz and Councilor May are present. Councilor Lathrop is not here and gave me no indication whether he was coming or not. This time, remarks from the public relating to matters on the agenda. Remarks from the public relating to matters on the agenda with a 3-minute limit. And I'll go one more time. Remarks from the public relating to matters on the agenda with a 3-minute limit. Approval of the meeting minutes of the May 27th, 2025 meeting.
No move.
Second? Right, I made it, you seconded it. Any questions or Councilor Jaskiewicz? This is what we did for the budget, so.
Yep.
Oh, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Let the record show that 2-1 or 2-0 in favor of approving the minutes. Item 5, agenda item, request the Director of Finance and Operations of Montville Public Schools to approve an appropriation transfer of unanticipated state aid in the amount of $405,211. Councilor Jaskiewicz. What is this? We're not.
That's just the money that the state gave them later on?
Yeah, it was the specialized money that came in. I think it's special ed money came in. We knew about it like late April, May, that it was going to come in, but we couldn't put it part of the budget per se.
Because we already adopted the budget before they did it.
No, well.
What? We usually do, yeah.
We adopted a budget at time. It's just that
right.
It's extra money, so to speak. So you can't put it in the budget and tax, because if they don't ever give it to us, we'd be taxing people money that's supposed to come in. So
let us say they talked about the 4 or 5 teachers. Did you keep them?
Well, before we get into that, Joe, I do want you to discuss that. That is an important point. But this is a request from the Director of Finance and Operations of Montville Public Schools. So, really and truly, the Finance Committee is going to approve this. It doesn't need to go to the Town Council, is that correct? Because this has already been voted on in the budget, right?
No.
It was not in the budget. It was discussed during the budget process. And we mutually agreed that that would happen, but I don't believe it ever went to council.
Does it need to go to council?
I would say so.
All right.
We're on the safe side, yeah.
So this is a request. So this should have been a resolution. So since this isn't a resolution, this is to we need to make a resolution to approve the appropriation funds of unanticipated state aid in amount of $405,211 to the Town Council for approval.
You got that?
So this our vote will be a recommendation to send this to Town Council. So do I have a second on that?
Second.
All right. Any discussion? Now, if you want to ask a question to somebody.
So that came in after we had done the budget.
Yeah,
As usual, the state's late. But now your question, you didn't let them teachers go. You kept them, am I correct?
We brought them all back.
However,
the 278 that was transferred from the capital did not cover the cost of those teachers. It was over 400,000. We were able to bring them back because we had another retirement.
Yeah.
Very late, so we were able.
You also had $150,000 to additional funds that was able to make the mark.
Yeah, but
so they all came back, yes.
Okay. I just want to be clear.
That's my question.
The state
yes.
wasn't late on this. This was actually physically additional money above and beyond what they told us they were going to give us. I think they were going to give us $800,000.
Yeah, was it in their budget at that time that they this was later on, wasn't it?
It wasn't in last year's budget.
No, this is.
No, we're not coming up with this. The state coming up with this.
Yeah, but this wasn't late money. This was actual money, that extra money brought in, whatever.
This helps off, offset the special ed, this, to.
One of them special ed.
Julie's point, it was not in last year's budget.
And what I don't wanna do is include it as the budget, because then if they don't give it to us next year, state budget, you know, school budget can't go backwards.
State budget, that's right.
So that's why I was reluctant to include it. So that's the, it's a pass-through type funding, so, all right.
Make a motion, we send this to the town council.
Yeah, we already made that motion, so let's vote on it. All in favor, say aye. Any opposed, none, so two, zero, send this to the town council. Julie, on this, you'll need to get a proper resolution, I guess, to the town council.
Okay.
And maybe. I think it's pretty much what we just did, but I think it's the same thing, it's approve the transfer. Is it really a transfer, it's just, I don't know what it is.
Money's coming in, is that, where are they gonna be going to?
So we received the money on June 27th, we originally discussed this during the budget process because we knew there was a high chance we were gonna receive this extra special ed money that we didn't have budgeted in fiscal year 25. So in order to help the deficit of laying off the teachers in fiscal year 26, we agreed that we would take the fund, extra funds we received in fiscal year 25 and put it towards the fiscal year 26 budget.
So that means that the money that was used to offset came from where?
We didn't offset any. The money, that was capital, we took money out of capital.
We took money out of capital.
That's what I was saying, we took money out of capital.
The money from capital plus this equaled the salary amount for the teachers.
No.
Plus this.
I thought it was just all capital.
No.
So this money, we're going back to the Board of Ed?
Yes. Now, if they want, if they do have any left over, they could ask to put that money into their capital projects that need to be funded. That's up, that's your discretion.
Okay, so the resolution is going to say that to transfer this fund back to the Board of Ed's budget?
That's it?
Yes.
That's what I'm trying to clarify.
They theoretically already spent it.
Yes.
It's not increasing their budget because they took it from capital.
Right.
Okay.
Yes.
One hand to the other hand.
Okay, with that, Julie?
Not sure what you mean.
I don't want people to think that we're giving them an additional $4, in fact, that's what I think.
No, this is, buddy, this is.
It's designated educational money to begin with, so it's a pass-through through the town.
Right.
What people need to understand is the mayor made an adjustment to capital improvements, which he has the authority to by state law.
So you.
And said, we're not gonna get two school buses, we're gonna give you 278 towards your operating budget, buses. Or towards your operating budget.
Actually, I negotiated with you guys.
However it was, it facilitated bringing back the teachers, but not fully, Joe.
Right, okay. Well, we just wanna make sure that people don't get confused and I can understand how you feel, Joe.
That's why I was gonna make sure you understood it was extra, it's literally extra money. I just wanna make sure you knew that, Joe, that it was unanticipated state funds. So I just make sure we have a resolution just to, I didn't really just say, approve the transfer of unanticipated state aid to the Board of Education. And then you guys will have to, we don't need an account number. Timmy, I like to have account numbers, but I don't think we need one.
No.
All right, let's move on. Discuss, approve invoice from Clifton Larson Allen, LLP CLA auditors for fiscal year 25-26. Right now, just discuss, so Councilor Desk, what you.
Are they done with us?
I
need to take a motion to discuss the following fees, CLA.
Yeah.
So fiscal year 24, I'm told we should have by the end of August. This quote is for fiscal year 25 audit.
All right.
Typically, the process for fiscal year 25 would have started already, but due to turnover, the fiscal 24 started way later. So I recommend that we approve this quote to keep continuity with the firm that's doing the audit. And it's a little late to go out to bid for other companies since it was supposed to be already started.
So, how much is it? We're not approving that, we're just sending it to town council.
I would think you could just approve it.
Why can't we just approve the total based on what we presented in front of us?
Yeah. What's in the budget?
$80,000 is going to fit everything that we're doing.
Yeah.
So take it one at a time.
Is it in the budget?
Yep. So for the town, there's $50,000 budgeted for audit and accounting services, and the town portion of the audit is $29,000.
So, yeah, we can do that then. So, make a motion that we approve the invoice for Clifton Larson LLP CLA auditors for fiscal year 25-26.
Second.
All right. Any discussion, Joe? All right. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Aye. So it's 2-0. So, and I just want to say that we had to do a special audit during when the past finance director, we didn't do any year transfers, and we noticed there was some serious discrepancies in the year transfer. So I called for a special audit to go through that, and they did, and it was in our favor. And they had to chip. The previous had things really outside. We had taken money to pay for stuff that we didn't have to, which is good. And I knew that, but it took, what, 5 months to do that? So, and then that slowed up doing the regular audit, so now we're in that same spot. So can we get them started as soon as possible?
That's my goal. I don't know if they'll give me a date before the other one is officially done, but I'll tell them that we approved
from
it.
From what you told me.
This one here is for what, 25?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And then from what you told me, I think it's looking pretty good, right?
Yeah, there hasn't been any major comments that
good.
I've heard.
That's probably going to be the biggest thing in people's minds, especially that it's running late, because normally we have when orders start running into August and September, because your light was on.
Well, I've talked to COA about this. There's not that many auditors out there.
Oh, but that's...
Every town out there is using the same auditors, and so if you get slowed up or they get slowed up or whatever, it's a ripple effect through the
yeah,
whole system.
Yeah, but I'm just saying that based on experience from other years. Things have happened, and I understand what you're saying, but previous years, it used to be pretty consistent at the same time. Now, all of a sudden, because of things that are happening, not that many audits, it's moving up. That's what I think people got to understand, because normally, when it came out this way, there was a little question mark that would
right.
pop into your head. Is there a problem?
Yeah.
That's all.
We actually had a town that called us. It was Putnam to see who we use for audits.
All right.
They wanted to use our guy?
Well, no,
they were calling around to see.
Oh, who were you using it for?
Yes.
Wow, that's bad, huh?
Wow. Well, when Terry Hart was here, she said it. It's I think, I don't know how many companies.
I want to say there's three
new ones. Yeah, at the time you could really pick around, but she said, you have no choice right now. And that was 6 years ago. So,
okay.
I guess we're moving up to update from the finance director. Do you have something in for us?
Sure. So the finance department's working on year-end closing for fiscal year 25. We're doing that simultaneously, training new staff members. Our new accounts payable staff member started since our last finance committee meeting, so she's getting acclimated, and she's training to be backup for payroll. So we'll have a backup here shortly. Tyler Content Manager was installed on Friday, so training and PO implementation.
Who was?
Tyler Content Manager.
Okay.
So training and PO implementation, that's going to start to be scheduled soon. We're in the queue, but I haven't received a date yet.
So from the, I don't know what I'm going to call that audit, the audit for the last, not the official audit, but the audit for
the procedural audit.
Are you following those procedures that
yes.
CLA gave us?
that they
recommended.
Alan, if you get a chance, could you send those to me? I just wanna see what you
We've implemented even some small changes, like
That thing that they recommended?
Yeah, like two people reviewing journal entries, signing off on things, so
that
it's not just one person.
So they understand.
And we understand we're getting rid of the vendor vouchers, we're going straight with just POs and invoices. So I guess there's a little bit of a learning curve for the department heads, and that'll be coming soon.
Yes.
So mayor, make sure that department heads get trained up.
I hear you, Julie's doing a heck of a job.
Yeah.
I'm just gonna tell you.
Well, she's not the hammer.
I know.
What they found out from the previous finance director, this only helps us.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, quite frankly, and the old paper system we had was just too antiquated, and it's just too labor intensive. And then as soon as we can, we're gonna start looking at doing timekeeping and payroll, because that's another one. I don't know how that somebody could take 200 and something time cards every Monday and process them. To me, that's just blowing me away.
Just stamp them, paid.
And you know all six contracts.
Yes, McDalia is a rock star.
Well, I want her to be,
Maybe when I tell you, she's gonna be thankful.
Right.
Yes.
So, you know, we need to get that implemented as soon as possible. It's gonna take a while to get implemented, because I know there's gonna be some processes, but I wanna make sure we get that going. And I know the school's using something the Board of Ed is using something very similar. They have badges that they do time cards, or some kind of app, or what.
Right, but we just got a whole brand new system installed in the finance office.
For time.
It's for payroll and everything. It's completely updated.
I know there was two systems. Tyler had one, and then there was another one.
There's ExecuTime and there's Kronos.
What are you guys using?
I don't know. I'm sorry. Which one?
That's okay. But if you could maybe reach out to them and see, since they have 400 and something employees,
mm-hmm.
and we have 200 and something employees, you know, maybe if there's some call.
You could talk with them.
I don't know if there's any time or cost savings to not merge them, but leverage off, you know, I don't know if there's anything like bulk buying anymore, but at least to see which one that works. I know the timekeeping for the police department, we'll probably have to keep the same, because it's a very complicated system for the police, right? Because they have different.
Yeah, it'll be something definitely worth looking into. Some of the contracts are too complicated for the timekeeping system to know all the rules.
Okay.
But it's something that would have to be tested.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. So when do you think you'll have, or the, you're implementing it now for the POs and all the stuff working now.
Yeah.
So when do you think you'll have that?
A date for the timekeeping?
No, you're going to tell me that later.
Oh, yeah. Because I don't want to do both at the same time.
No.
I want to have full focus on each project. I'm hoping within the next couple of months we'll have everyone up and running on the purchase orders. I think it's really just setting up workflow. So you'll go in, you'll see the requisition. Department head will approve it, then it will come to finance, and then with a click of a button,
they'll get
purchased.
And they're
going
to know that they have to have a PO before they go get the stuff?
You know, all the department heads have the ability to make PDFs and scan all the receipts, make them digital so they can drop them in.
So that's part of the process. Bill's reviewing scanners, and then a lot of the printers we have scan to email or scan to your folder.
Well, if you look at something like Adobe or Foxit, you can just when you do your print, you can make a PDF printer. So if it was on an email or whatever, or you can actually print it to a PDF document, right? So you don't have to do the scanning.
Oh, right.
I can show you that, because I do that all the time now.
Okay.
Even an email, just do right-click, print, PDF, make a document, throw it into a file.
Oh, good.
So you
okay.
can do, you know, you can, because I know a lot of maybe email correspondence, a quote,
yeah.
or something like that. So if somebody's picking up a document, a paper document, and walking over to the scanner, you know, that's a long time ago stuff. So, but, all right, that's good to hear. Anything else that's going on?
No, those are the main things right now.
You're fully staffed, working on next meeting, I'd like to see a full full Munis up to date report, is that possible, or is that too? And that's sort of 2 months into the thing, I just wanna get the.
Yeah.
Okay, cause I wanna start really tracking departments.
Okay.
All right, anything else for the finance director?
None.
All right, Mark.
I think he's got enough on the table right now, but we haven't moved forward yet, that's what I'm just saying. And the key is, the department heads have to understand this is what they're gonna do from now on, no exceptions.
All right, Mark in the public with a 3 minute limit.
So if I could just suggest we switch from Foxit to Adobe Pro?
It's too much money.
Oh.
Well, I don't care, it's the town's budget. I will tell you, Adobe Pro is several hundred dollars.
I didn't.
And I got Foxit at home and it's $35. And it does, and I like it because it has edit functions, I can go in and type on a document. And what I really like about it is I got my PE stamp in the stamp, and then I have the certified, and I can make certified signature at the bottom, then I can lock it up.
Thank you.
So I'm partial to Foxit because I've used it at EB for 15 years.
Yeah, they gave it up.
Well, they kind of still have it, but I will tell you.
Yeah.
Adobe Pro is if you're doing a lot of stuff, if you're making a form, a fill out form.
It's very good for electronic signatures, very, very good for electronic signatures. And you can also make the PDF, most people don't, but you can also make the PDF editable.
I know that EB went away from Adobe Pro a long time ago because the license fee was over $600 per seat.
They've changed it back there now, as you know.
So it's expensive, so I've really looked at seeing. I just want to get it, after a while I get tired of Adobe because they kind of, like saying Microsoft, you know, it's like, okay. I'll use them, but you know. But it's you guys' call. I'm just trying to keep the bottom line. Remarks from the public? Any more remarks from the public? All right. Remarks from the counselors? Joe?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Yeah, we're getting back on track. Our finance director is doing a heck of a job for us. And the department heads, very good. We're proud of you right now.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You know what I said right now?
Well, I think the where we were, I couldn't have thought of a worse time than have to go looking for a department head replacement, because as you know, the finance director had ill, and some of the stuff she couldn't physically do, and we didn't live long. Patrick did an excellent job, and then when he came on board, it was great. But we ran into the. Really, we were past doing the budget, and you did a great job. And I know you you almost pulled your hair out between now and June, but it worked out because
I don't want to get.
I had a good.
That's what I did.
Hold on a second, Jim. I had a good feeling about the budget because I'm in tune with it. This is my 8th year on the finance, so I have a pretty good idea of where we are, how we're doing, and you know, put all the BS on Facebook aside. I knew we weren't in that bad of shape. So, but I really am glad that you were there and Patrick and get it. And we've got, you know, but another year.
Yes.
And we'll get it going. And hopefully, we don't have any more unfunded mandates from the state.
Mm-hmm.
And how are we doing on, do you have any idea on tax coming in? Taxes?
The collection rate?
Collection rate.
For the new year right now, last year?
Well, whatever we're paying taxes on in July, what's the collection?
Oh, that's fiscal year 26.
Yeah.
Right.
So we're not going to have that. No, not right
now.
You
got no idea
because it's only the first.
How they're doing now?
It's only the first month.
It's on August 1st, you got to pay a penalty.
Right, yeah.
I just kind of want to know.
I can email you tomorrow. And let
no,
you know.
I'm just curious if we're doing well because.
It's the last week of the month, so there's going to be a big rush.
Yeah.
But it's pretty, every time I come down to town hall, there's people walking in and out.
Mm-hmm.
So,
haven't seen a lot of them, I hate to say that.
I think a lot of people go to Dine.
Yes, that too.
That's true. That's a big help.
Yeah, I think a lot of people go right down the street.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
I like the way they put it in the machine, it collects out all the stuff, and they put it in a little printer and all this stuff. It's kind of. All right. That's all I got. Motion to adjourn.
6:25.